fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah! Bill's Balls of Steel.
Gotta start with this. I wasn't even thinking about this, but Humble Seeker has the first nomination that I'm going to read, and I absolutely 100% endorse this line of thinking. Irritates the bleepity bleep out of me. Profanity should be used here. I'm gonna maintain my professional status and not do it, but profanity would be proper here. You ready? No balls to ESPN continuing to butt in with the Aaron Judge home run watch. He says, if I wanted to watch Major League Baseball, I wouldn't be watching college football. I endorse that times infinity. No balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
I didn't want to post this on Saturday. I was watching the games. I like Aaron Judge. What he's doing is phenomenal. Why in the hell does ESPN think we give a crap about that, though, during a college football game? If I wanted to see whether Aaron Judge eclipses Roger Maris's 61 home runs, which is an incredible feat, I'd be watching it. I don't care. America doesn't give a bleep about that unless you're a Major League Baseball fan and you really don't care about college football. That's fine. I wasn't even thinking about that until I saw that nomination there. He is 100% correct. Get that crap off the TV. Those that want to see it are going to watch it anyways. Lots of people probably want to see it. A lot of Yankee fans out there. More power to them. I don't give a rip about that when I'm watching Alabama and Arkansas. I don't care. They don't go hand in hand for me. Anyways. Thanks, Humble Seeker, for getting me all fired up about that. But you're right. No, you're exactly right about that. And I do concur. I do endorse. Got a bunch of them here. Sammy in Hatton, Alabama. Balls of steel to Jimbo having the cojones to cash his paycheck. So patting balls of steel to Jimbo.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Rod of Buckeye in Texas. This is referring to Jeff of the Borough. Balls of steel to Kentucky volleyball winning 5 SEC championships. Give it to him, Pat.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Otherwise, we wouldn't even know this. We would not know it if it wasn't for Jeff in the Borough. Didn't they beat, they beat Texas a couple of years ago for the Natty, and Logan Eggleston, who grew up and just down the street from us and was on basketball teams with my daughter, is an All-American volleyballer down at Texas. In case you're wondering, I know it's a small world. Just in case you're wondering. All right, we'll get some calls here. Alan in Tampa, I believe, is up here starting hour 3. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, buddy. I'm Vero Beach today.
Vero Beach. Is that clean up stuff?
Nah, back to my regular job. I'm digging up contaminated dirt, loading dump trucks.
Oh, I got you. Now, did Vero get hit much?
Who's that?
Did Vero Beach?
Vero's fine. Vero's fine.
It
My
is.
Son's on his way to West Palm, and they went through Wachua, Zolfo Springs, and the whole town has no power.
Oh, man. Wow.
The stores are all boarded up. No red lights, no nothing.
Wow.
Couple things. First of all, balls of steel to all the power line workers, first responders. Those guys are doing a hell of a job, man.
Bills, balls of steel.
I assume, man, I don't know what the rules are, but they're probably working 20-hour days. Are they allowed to work that much?
I don't know, but there's 42,000 of them here from all like 10 or 15 states.
42,000?
They don't know their way around. They don't know nothing. And whoever's coordinating that, I mean, that's got to be a genius. You know, people that don't know their way around here, it's amazing.
Wow.
And my Noles, man, we played a lot better in the second half. We played a better team. I don't make excuses. I'm not one of those guys. And we lost the game, but they didn't quit. They played a better second half, and listen, I like our chances Saturday. You know, I really do. With our coach, we got the right guy. And I think he's going to get it together. He had a hell of a mess to clean up, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, they started the game well. It's just and Sam Hartman's not a new story, but that guy's a heck of a player, man. He really
is. Awesome. That guy's unbelievable, man. I mean, that crazy – I talked to you Saturday on the phone. That crazy offense they run with running into each other and hugging each other, that's just it's wild. I'm like you. I can't believe nobody blows that up.
It's interesting to watch.
And that clown in the borough, you know, Tua – that kid got hurt. What the hell is wrong with that guy? I don't like Sam Hartman. I don't like anybody that plays us. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. Not even Forrest Gump at Clemson runs down the hill. I told my wife, I said, watch him fall down the hill. She goes, that's awful of you. I said, well, it's out of here.
Yeah. When he brought up two, I said, this guy's borderline going to try and grave dance here. Better be careful.
That's just wrong. Yeah, another thing, if Bus Station Jimbo gets blowed out Saturday, you think he might be a little trouble in A&M?
So much invested in him, but they've got to be hitting year five the reality button that he's not turning this around.
Well, it's the same thing as FSU. No quarterback, no offensive line. And that's his... that's his mantra. I mean, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Look at his record with Jimbo. Look at his record with Jameis. Look at his record without Jameis. It ain't pretty.
Right.
He's got the same record as someone, and they run someone for that record. You know?
I know, man.
But hey, buddy, thanks for taking my call, man. Our thoughts and prayers, and God bless all those people over on the other coast. It's a buddy of mine's got a couple houses over there. And they got 3 feet of water inside of them, so it's a mess.
See you, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Appreciate it very much. We'll go from Alan, who's in Vero Beach, to Joe in Boca down there. What's up, Joe?
Bill, entertaining show today. There are times when you're on, and there's times when you're on point. And today you were on point, sir, so congratulations to you. Balls of steel to Bill King first.
Bills, balls of steel.
You know, you were talking about the hurricane and everything else, and I just want to – you got a lot of listeners all over the place. We were blessed enough to be contacted last Thursday by a company. It's a big hardware store based out of Atlanta. It's got an orange logo, and they sponsor the ESPN pregame show. So because of some – documents that I've signed, I can't really tell you who it is, but you guys will figure it out. But all we've been doing this past 5-7 days, and this is how incredible the culture is of that company, we were contacted to help support the local West Coast region. And so they have people who work at their stores who volunteered and raised their hand to come down and support our local communities down here. And so we have sent buses all over from Pensacola to Tallahassee to Atlanta to Mississippi to bring people down to the West Coast to volunteer for the next week or two. They pay their employees to do that. They put them up. We're supplying meals for them, transportation to and from the sites so they can rehab, restore, and try to get some of those locations, Lee County especially, off their, you know, get back on their feet. So it's an incredible organization that I I knew a lot about, but I've learned a lot more since obviously there's a big need on the west coast of Florida right now with the destruction there. So that is my Balls of Steel nomination this week for that company and supporting our local communities and contacting my company to help facilitate some of that transportation and logistics and getting people around and down here to help. So that's all I really have for you, sir. College football is important, but not nearly as important as what's happening with that. And I love listening to your show, sir. Thank you so much. Hope your family's well.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it very much. For all of that, and that was very informative, Patton, give him a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Who'd you say we also have on hold there, Patton? Wolverine Dan in the Rocket City. Welcome in, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I've got a couple nominations. The first one is the Hawkeye Nation in Hawkeye City. I did that bucket list with my best friend since we were kids. And we had such a good time. People were gracious. The stadium's cool as hell. It looks like the Steelers stadium. It's all black and gold. And, you know, I tell you what, I didn't get robbed as far as going out and purchasing food or a restaurant. You know, the first time we were there, we went to the pool hall in Cedar Rapids. And then what happened is ended up by sneaking the bill and getting it, and I paid it because my friend likes to pay for everything. Anyway, long story short, Bill, you know, five regular dinners, two pitchers of beer, and four Mandelo beers. $68, Bill. That's crazy.
So that's, I mean, that's cheap, though, right?
Yeah, but yeah. You betcha.
That's what I thought.
That's really cheap. I mean, it's like, for instance, this way. It's like five dinners is $68. So you're basically, if I was here or somewhere else, I'd have, the dinners would be $68. So all those drinks were for free. I mean, I tipped her well, and the people are so nice. I think it's into the first quarter. They turn around to the east, and next to the stadium, there's the children's hospital.
Yeah.
And these kids are up on the top floor, just all, you know, messed up with medical problems. And all these people, nice people, turn around and wave at them. And I got a picture of that. It's really cool, Bill. I mean, it's a class act. It's a nice place. We have so much fun. We've decided, you know what, we need to go to other venues to watch Michigan play. So I'm really, really stoked. Let's get to the game. JJ still has not really completed a long ball. I don't think he's getting, he has enough air underneath the ball, Bill, because he overthrows a lot. And I think Blake Corum, right now he's got 10 touchdowns, and I think that leads everybody. And he's averaging at least 100 or better. Some games over 200 in yards rushing. I think he's the motor that makes that team run. And at the end of the game, we finally got pressure to the quarterback and Morris, our defensive. But the bottom line, Bill, Corum's the guy that runs the team. We still have a lot of issues to deal with. And Ohio State still, at this moment, looks a lot better than us. So we've got a lot of work to do, Bill.
All right, Dan, appreciate the call. Got to get a break. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your week. Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still very busy out here on all the major outbound routes. This rain not helping rush hour traffic. Still slow go, 65 north of Vietnam Fence. I still see it just dragging on 40 west out here around 46th Avenue on the west side. Traffic's increasing down through Brentwood, Franklin. Again, just give yourself extra travel time. Be careful. Ripley's is hiring all 10 attractions. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold, hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, the Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
Golfers, now in Edwin Watts Golf Shops, it's time to hit faster, longer, and straighter with Titleist. The new TSR drivers are designed to maximize distance and elevate your performance. Titleist TSR driver, pushing for perfection every day. Come into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the new Titleist TSR drivers and get custom fit for free today. Can't make it in store? Visit us online at worldwidegolfshops.com. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee and family-owned and operated since 1960.
Gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
Stephen down in Baton Rouge. Huge balls of steel, LSU defense down 17-0, giving the offense a chance to come back, win the game, creating four turnovers Saturday night on the Plains. Hashtag balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast. Balls of steel to James Madison, being 5-0 with a win over App State. In first year of playing FBS. No balls to Pac-12 Dave for saying Eastern Washington was going to give Florida fits all offseason, then hiding after the game. So to James Madison, they're patting balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
And then for Pac-12 Dave down on the Emerald Coast, hyping up Eastern Washington, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
There you go. How about this one? Shannon in South Bend bringing this up. His team did not play Saturday. They play BYU in Vegas this coming Saturday. End of the Ohio State-Rutgers game. The Ohio State punter decides not to punt, and he runs a fake punt. He keeps the ball, gets a first down. Shiano gets all mad. Ryan Day then gets mad, and they got to get into a – they never got to where they were – face-to-face, but they got close. And after the game, they talked. It had simmered down. Day says that the punter did that on his own, which I would have to believe. I believe him. I don't think Ryan Day would pull a stunt like that at the end of the game. One side of the game. Anyways, Shannon and South Bend Bulls are still the Rutgers coach Greg Schiano getting fired up and expressing displeasure with that fake punt by Ohio State late in the fourth quarter and reminding Day that there's no points for second place. So balls of steel, he says, patent to Greg Schiano.
Bills, balls of steel.
What was the punter? I know the punter, according to Ryan Day, has a read and whatever the read, whatever they were looking for formation wise or et cetera, he saw, but at the end of the, what's the point there? I don't get that. Anyways, I do believe Ryan Day and his explanation for that. Balls of Steel to Sonny Dykes and the Horned Frogs, a historically underrated coach. TCU-Kansas State game. TCU-Kansas game coming up, I should say. And TCU just beat Oklahoma. The breaks off Oklahoma. So to Sonny Dykes batting Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Remember, he had the Cal job. And what a... And Sonny Dykes and Cal, they don't fit. So he goes to SMU, spends some time there, now is at TCU, and doing a good job. Offensively, they are revved up under him. And that game versus Rock Chalk Jayhawk KU, which is where game day is going to be. How about that? Not even paying attention. No worries about the Alabama-Jimbo game or the Red River rivalry or Georgia-Auburn, Tennessee-LSU. None of that. They're at Rock Chalk Jayhawk KU.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Just to give you an example of where we're at. Patton, who did you say we have here? Armageddon, welcome in.
Greetings, Bill King.
What's happening?
Slept in this morning, Bill. No early morning business. I'm just now headed to the Arches. About to pull in.
Why'd you sleep? Got to get up early, man, even if there's no business.
Well, I stayed up all night the night before. That's part of the reason why I'm doing
it. Oh, I got you. That makes sense then.
You got to sleep sometime, Bill.
Try putting on a brisket at 2:45 on Sunday morning. Try doing that.
I was going to ask you, Bill, was the Rec Tech busy this weekend?
It was. I got up at 2:15 to get a brisket on the Rec Tech, and then I tried to go back to bed, which did not work well.
Couldn't go back to sleep.
No, I couldn't. Disaster.
The Ole Miss-Kentucky game was pretty entertaining, Bill. I watched the whole thing. Crazy, you know, there at the end, Kentucky's getting ready to score, you know, and the quarterback fumbles. But, you know, I thought that I was wondering, Ole Miss was the last team to play a conference game. That was their first conference game. So I thought that with some of these scores you had seen from Ole Miss, with some of these teams that aren't as strong, I was wondering, you know, just if they had not shown a lot yet. And Baby Kiff, I think, had, you know, a few tricks up his sleeve. And Baby Kiff is riding into Nashville this weekend. So but going to be interesting to see what Baby Kiff's up to.
Lane Kiffin has molded himself into an excellent head football coach. People don't like him because they remember the spoiled brat, Lane Kiffin. He is not that same guy. He has made himself a fantastic head football coach.
Do you see him, Bill, do you see him staying at Ole Miss for the long haul? Say, you know, some major job that nothing against Ole Miss, but some major job comes open and they were interested in him. Do you think he would ever bolt Oxford?
It'd have to be a major brand, a national championship brand. Yes, he'd leave for that. But I don't think he's – I think the original plan was to get the resume updated at Ole Miss and then get out of there, and I don't think that's the plan anymore. I think he'd be content – if he ended up there and did not leave, I think he'd be okay with that too, though.
What's up with Georgia the last couple of weeks, Bill? I mean, I figured, you know, I was watching most of that game, and I figured they would come back and win. But the last couple of weeks, they just what do you think's going on right there, Georgia?
They're not playing well. And Kirby was talking about they're not playing well in the trenches either. They're just – That's kind of odd to play well originally. Usually you build it up and you start playing better. They were playing really good early, and now they're not. That's a little bit different.
Time to go get my burrito, Bill. Have a great day.
All right, man. Jeff Chu has a nomination. Balls of Steel to Alabama, regrouping after Bryce's injury. Additional Balls of Steel to Alabama's running game. They had 317 yards. Gibbs had 206. Milroe had 91. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
West Coast Sooner. No balls to my Sooners, losing to the Purple Frogs. Lincoln Riley's brother got it done for them. Max Duggan killed it. You know, he's a Council Bluffs kid, by the way. Yeah, Council Bluffs. No balls of steel, though.
No balls of steel.
And then to Max Duggan, Council Bluffs, since that's a major city on our map here on the show, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Jim and Jupiter, no balls to that bum Jimbo. Stole nearly $100 million of A&M's money. Can't bust a grape. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
Ali Cripple Bob, no balls to Jeff in the Borough, not mentioning that Sean Clifford is rated higher than Will Levis in the Pro Football Focus player grades. He did not mention that. He mentioned some volleyball team out there. No balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
You know, when he said he couldn't watch the games on Saturday because he had to work, I wanted to ask what he was doing, but then I refrained. I thought about asking. I didn't know if it was a kickball tournament, maybe somebody's marbles tournament, maybe a piano recital he was there to cover. I don't know. Nothing wrong with piano. I actually played in a piano recital when I was about 7. Nothing wrong with that. My mom at the time was astonished we had no media coverage of that recital either. Nobody. A bunch of parents were there. Yeah, I played on the piano The Sailor's Dance, a song. So I've performed in a recital. That's the last one. I retired after that. I'll equip a Bob. That was a good one by you, sir. Penn State's playing some good ball right now. Jeff Chu, balls of steel to Lance Leipold, having Kansas 5-0 ranked in the top 25 for the first time since 09. Yes, I heard from Coach LL, Lance Leipold, over the weekend. He's very happy, obviously. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, Lance is right now in a really interesting position. Here's a guy from lower level football, won natties, got the Buffalo job, did a really good job, took the Kansas job, maybe the biggest historic laughingstock P5 job in history, Kansas football. Maybe the worst history of any college football program, let's keep it in the P5, ever, Kansas. And he's got them ranked in their 5-0. And he is the exact definition of what Nebraska should be, what Wisconsin's not off the blueprint. They're just down in personnel. So I don't want to bash Wisconsin too much. Their blueprint's still intact. They just don't have the personnel to implement it like they normally would. So it's different. Nebraska is broken in all facets. They're broken at everything. Leipold, who's from Wisconsin, is exactly perfect for that Wisconsin job. He's perfect for the Nebraska job, and he's sitting there with Kansas 5-0. He's got a lot of stuff happening. And I just exchanged a message with him over the weekend. I've known Lance a long time. And, well, not take that. I've not known him a long time. I've known him for about 10 years. And because he would listen to the show and he would send me messages and we'd joke around about stuff. He's a tough guy, though. And I did not know. I am not asking him, hey, what about the Wisconsin job? I'm not doing that to him. No. I did not go in any of those directions. All I did was give him the perfunctory congratulations, etc. You know, small talk stuff. I am not going to interrupt his. His world probably has lots of interruptions in it right now. I'm not going to be adding to that. So that's not happening. That's not happening. But as you know, I'm a big fan. You can tell when a dude's a head coach. There aren't that many that stand out. Most of all these hires, think about it. More than half, way more than half of all these hires we talk about all these years end up the wrong hire. More times than not, it's not the right hire. Rob up in Ohio. No balls to the Yankee fans at their games, booing every pitch to Judge that isn't right across the plate. So, Patton, for the fans booing the pitching strategy against Aaron Judge, no balls.
No balls of steel.
Balls of steel to Ohio State, tank of a running back, Mayan Williams, had 189, 5 touchdowns on Saturday versus Rutgers. Give him a balls of steel, Pat.
Bill's balls of steel.
First time in about 40 years somebody's rushed for 5 touchdowns for the Buckeyes. You know who it was? I believe Keith Byers. That's Vaughn Broadnax's guy. You had, but with those two in the same backfield, you had about almost 500 pounds of running back in the same backfield. What, 270? Well, no. 400 and a bunch. Yeah, almost 500 pounds. Keith, from what I was looking at, they said Keith Byers, 84. So not quite 40, almost 40 years. Mayan Williams. And he absolutely is a tank. An absolute tank for them. Market is underway up about 270. And it's been bloody red. And these face rip days, they happen. You go back in history, you have face rips in a down market all the time. And today might be one of those. Might be one of those. But the overall sentiment is incredibly, incredibly negative. Has been and will continue to be. Break time coming up here, and then we'll get more nominations. And if you have something you want to get on the airwaves, you can call us up. 615-844-5600. Tomorrow we will guest. Buck will be with us, Gator Dave, and then Griff will check in. Yeah, I had that Florida game on yesterday. I couldn't. It's hard to concentrate on a game where a team has no ability to fight back. I had it on the whole time. I just hard to dig in on a game like that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good afternoon. It's still very busy out here on all the major outbound routes. This rain not helping rush hour traffic. Still slow go 65 north of Vietnam Fence. I still see it just dragging on 40 west out here around 46th Avenue on the west side. Traffic's increasing down through Brentwood, Franklin. Again, just give yourself extra travel time. Be careful. Ripley's is hiring all 10 attractions. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Omni Nashville Hotel, located 5th Avenue downtown and proud sponsor of the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week, is Nashville's premier destination for the highest quality accommodations. Start your day with a cup of Bongo Java and the biscuit bar at Kitchen Notes. Indulge your taste with the best beef in Music City at Bob's Steak and Chop House. And wrap yourself in luxury at Makara Day Spa before
before enjoying a nightcap at Barlines. And when it comes time to host those holiday partings and gatherings of family, let the Omni Nashville Hotel take all the worry off your plate. Proud sponsor of the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week and located in the heart of Music City, the Omni Nashville Hotel is your only choice. The Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Whoa, are you kidding me?
There's plenty of game left. Just chill out. If you're too riled up, you won't ever get to sleep tonight.
How can I chill out when I have to put up with this every single week?
Oh, and he gets picked off. Interception.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Okay, that's enough. Here, try these cannabis products from LabCanna. And these heightened Delta 8 gummies and Karma Calming Caramels will help put you in a better state of mind.
Whether you win or lose, make every game day better with cannabis products from LabCanna. Learn more today at LabCanna.com.
Catch a wave and the amazing tastes of the tropics without ever leaving Nashville with the Hawaiian izakaya-styled offerings at the Heart Restaurant at Bento Living Chestnut Hill. Stop by for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and drinks Tuesday through Sunday, plus brunch on the weekend. Expect fresh, locally sourced, shareable plates, handcrafted cocktails, and of course, the Aloha vibes. To view the menu and make reservations, visit theheartnashville.com. That's the Heart Restaurant at Bento Living Chestnut Hill.
Hi, I'm Joe Fisher, inviting you to join Greg Pogue and me for the Mid-State Checkdown High School Game of the Week Thursday night with a Metro showdown between Overton and Cane Ridge. It's a full evening of high school football on Nashville Sports Radio starting at 6:15 with Murphy's matchups, followed by the pregame show at 6:45 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. Then Friday night, check out the scoreboard show with Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, and Devlin McKenzie. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, WNSR.com, and the app. Overton at Cane Ridge, Thursday night, right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
What if I told you there is an SEC coach that only recruited players with five-star hearts? What if I told you he had a $5 haircut? What if I told you that despite never winning anything, he considers himself a champion of life? ESPN 30 for 30 presents Butch Jonesen for unemployment.
Butch Jones, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass. Butch Jones, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, Butch Jones.
That's for all of you. That's your punishment for today. You really don't need punishment, but I thought we would do it anyways. Mark checking in, and this is the second mention of this. He's up in Kentucky. Brent Key got Georgia Tech to close out a game and beat the defending ACC champs on the road. He's a Georgia Tech guy. He's the interim coach taking over for Coach Collins. That was an unexpected W. I did not see that one coming. So let's give Coach Key a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I was impressed. Buckeye Brenda. Balls of Steel to number 22, Steel Chambers. Actually, she says double balls for his play living up to his name. And also Balls of Steel to Mayan Williams, tied the single TD record with five. Keith Byers did it in 84, they tell me. So, to both of those patent Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Now, I didn't see this. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Now, Tom is a big Buckeye fan, but he says, gutless and nutless to the Buckeye fans that celebrated on social media after Seven Banks' injury, neck injury. He was laying there, scary. He says, classless, so gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless.
Now, I didn't see that, but that's what he says. 614, Rob, no balls to Greg Schiano whining like a girl about a fake punt. In week two, his team was up 52-7 on Wagner at the end of the third quarter. He scored two more TDs in the fourth quarter to win 66-7. Suck it up, Greg. No balls, he says.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
I can see both sides on that one. I don't think Ryan Day called for that. I think the kid saw something and kept the ball. And I don't blame Schiano. I usually don't care. I don't get into the running it up thing. But that, I mean, a fake punt right there is kind of unnecessary. But I'm not laying that on Ryan Day. Said the kid did that himself. I believe him there. Wayne in C-Bus. Balls of steel to Ryan Day telling Greg Schiano to kiss his A double dollar sign. We're playing football, not soccer. Balls of steel there, Pat.
Bills, balls of steel.
Allen in Tampa. No balls of steel, ESPN. With the dumb home run crap, I'd rather go on a date with Nancy Pelosi than watch baseball. Oh, my God. All right. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, guys. Anyways, I think there may be a few left. What did I skip? No balls. I got no. Balls of steel to Tennessee and Notre Dame. Patton, they didn't play a game. They got to rest.
Balls of steel.
There you go. I don't know if you deserve anything for that, but I just handed some out. I don't know. I think Georgia fans are a little disappointed. Let's just broad brush it, Patton. One here before the break. One more. No balls to Georgia. What was that Saturday night, Georgia? What in the bleep was that? No balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
I'll just broad brush it. I don't need to be specific. Just what in the bleep was that? Georgia Bulldog. Players, fans, coaches, I don't know. That was also rather unexpected, to say the least. It was a fun Saturday. Was a good day, man. Fun day. All those games, man. And a lot of interesting games. See, you get to learn. The Ole Miss-Kentucky game was dead even, 50-50 game. I thought Ole Miss would win. Kentucky had every chance to win that game. Mississippi State A&M went about like I thought. Maybe not as much one-sidedness as Mississippi State pulled away, but I thought they would win. I thought Alabama would win. That was a tough spot. Arkansas coming after a very emotional loss at A&M. I thought that thing had a chance to get ugly. It was ugly, then it wasn't ugly, then it got ugly again. Wake and Florida State, boy, I don't know that I had any preconceived notions there. LSU-Auburn, about like I thought, and I didn't know LSU would be down 17 and then have to come back and win the game, but not surprised either way there. Yeah, not shocked much either way there. Colorado has unhired their guy. Rick George did the deed, and Wisconsin has done the same. Both have unhired their head coaches. We'll see what happens there. The Wisconsin gig is a good gig. If Jim Leonard does well, he's the interim. He's their defensive coordinator. If he does well, maybe they keep him. And if not, maybe they go out. Lance Leipold, though, is going to be an option. He's going to be a thing here. It's tough. This is just, what is this, his second year at Kansas? Is this year two for Lance there? I should know this. Anyways, his life is about to get way more complicated. Way more complicated. I don't know if he takes or gets either one of those gigs, but just the noise that's out there is going to complicate his existence for sure. Omni Nashville Hotel.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Lines staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Lines signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Lines double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler filling station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month.
Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio.
In New York City, no balls to Syracuse and Wagner agreeing to play the second half with 10-minute quarters. Syracuse wins 59-0. The total for the game is 60.5. No bueno for those who had the over. No balls there, Patton.
Bills, balls of steel.
Well, that was supposed to be no balls, but nonetheless. Pac-12, Dave. Balls of steel for Georgia Dog hosting a clay pigeon shooting extravaganza on the Ponderosa. College football and shotguns doesn't get much better. Balls of steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
College football and shotguns. It's a good day, right? Well, we've got week six coming up, and I'm looking forward to it. I posted my week six OOP. Let me see if I can find it here. Here it is. I've got TCU in Kansas. That's in the one slot. I've got Jimbo going to T-Town. Got the Utes and the Bruins. Bruins beat UW. I got Tony Vols against the Tigers. And I got the Red River Shootout in there, too, even though I'm not sure how excited I am about that game. It has nothing at all redeeming about it for the moment. I guess both teams are coming to the SEC eventually. Maybe you could sell that. Auburn, Georgia the same way, mainly because Auburn, Georgia not playing their best ball. Georgia hadn't lost yet, though. Doesn't have them in the top five. That's my week six OOP. That means order of preference. I've been doing that for a long time, but I still get people, Bill, what is OOP? And that's fine. If you don't know, that's order of preference. Just mine. Yours might be totally different than that. I just throw it out there. Here's what I am looking for. That Notre Dame-BYU game's on Saturday night. It's on NBC Saturday night. The Tennessee-LSU game's on early. It's 11 o'clock Central, noon Eastern, Baton Rouge kickoff. And I am very happy about where college football is on the field. Oh. Watching that Ole Miss-Kentucky game, Johnny Crawford, official down there in Macon, he was he's a line judge, I believe, right? That's David Smith, who played quarterback at Alabama, his crew. And anyways, I'm going to try and get him on this week. I don't know what his travel's like and all that. And I'm not sure how we're going to handle it. I do know, and I may try for Thursday. We'll see. But I do know that I can't take I want questions from you. But I don't know that we can take specific questions. He cannot be an official working for the league, right? And then critiquing what somebody else blew on a call. That's a no-go. You can't do that. And I understand that. I understand that. So maybe we can take, you know, rules, questions, things of that nature. But if your team got ripped off because there was a bad call somewhere, an official's not going to come on the show and critique one of his brethren. Okay, that's not happening. Now you say, well, network TV, those guys are not currently working. They're formerly from the business. That's different. And maybe we get somebody someday who's retired, who's willing to be objective. That's fine. But they're not going to come on here. And your team got screwed because Will Levis didn't get a targeting call. They're not going to come. That was, by the way, that's his crew. That's not happening. Yeah, we're not going to have that going on here on the show. At Patton underscore Cook. Market is up about 320 right now on a Monday. It's been bloody red for so long. It's seemingly, I guess, today was due maybe to be a green day. I don't know if it'll hold. I don't know if shorting some SPY right here. I would be hesitant about that because this could be a day where it flattens out and then goes up even further just because it's going to be a face rip day. I'd just be careful. If you're going to short this bump, this green bump, do it with John Daly pizza money. Do it with money you would spend at Walgreens on a pizza. That kind of money. Because today's a little unclear if you're into that kind of thing. Shorting in general has been the way to go. But I'm just saying be careful. Be careful today. Today could be a face rip that goes up, up, up. And for no reason other than it's just a day to go up. Man, the shorts are probably a little tired. They're tired of winning so much. I don't know. Tomorrow, Buck will be with us, Gator Dave and Griff. We guessed it up on Tuesdays. Good show. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Love me some Mondays. Love me Monday. I wasn't short today. Be careful. Lodge Pop.